Hello there, and welcome to today's episode of the Easy EdTech Podcast. If we haven't met before, my name is Monica Burns. I'm a former New York City public school teacher, and I've been out of the classroom for a few years, leading professional development for teachers and writing about all things EdTech on my blog, classtechtips.com. A quick reminder, head to my website, classtechtips.com/podcast for all of the show notes and resources from today's episode. And if you're listening to this episode on a podcast player like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Podcasts, you should see a link in the description that you can click on as you're listening today with the show notes and all of the resources mentioned in this episode. When you go to the podcast page on my website, classtechtips.com, don't forget to check out the free stuff section full of graphic organizers, ebooks, and more goodies you can download instantly. This episode is sponsored by EdTech Essentials, the top 10 technology strategies for all learning environments, my newest book from ASCD. Readers will find timely and accessible lesson ideas and strategies. EdTech Essentials shares ways to prepare students to be productive, responsible users of technology, both within and outside the classroom. Find EdTech Essentials on Amazon or head over to classtechtips.com to learn more and download the free study guide. A quick note about Amazon, if you search for me, Monica Burns, on Amazon, you'll see some spicy books from an author with the same name as me. So if you head to my website, you'll find more information about the book and a direct link to find EdTech Essentials on Amazon. This week's episode is titled, A Quick List of Communication Tools for Every Instructional Coach. How can you make the most of digital tools when coaching fellow educators? Well, a few years ago, I met the passionate educators behind the ASCD book, The Coach Approach to School Leadership, leading teachers to higher levels of effectiveness. And if you haven't heard of The Coach Approach to School Leadership before, it's an insightful, practical book for school leaders who value instructional coaching. I just saw Kathy Prey, who's one of the authors of The Coach Approach. She also has another book out with ASCD. And so when I first came across this coach approach work, though, I did send a few questions to the authors for an interview style article that I did here on the blog. And I'll link out to that so you can find it from the show notes from today's episode. So they gave some great insight into their work, and you can read the whole interview on the blog, of course, and I'll link to it in the show notes. So in addition to answering my question, the authors, Jessica Johnson, Shira Leibowitz, and Kathy Pered, were able to offer some insight into their favorite technology tools for instructional coaches. So using their suggestions and a few of my favorites, I've compiled a list of tech tools to support the work of instructional coaches. First up on the list of tech tools for instructional coaches is Voxer. I was introduced to Voxer several years ago, and I know lots of people who use it on a daily basis. For many educators, this tool has transformed their professional practice. Imagine you're sitting at a conference or a professional development session with educators you usually don't see every day. You're having a great conversation, but then the day comes to an end. Voxer lets you create group chats to record your voice, send a text, or share an image all in one place. Many people use this like a walkie-talkie to pose and answer questions or provide feedback. Sharing quick messages with audio is a great way to make sure your tone is communicated to, and you can hear my tone, right, if you're listening to this episode. Something like your tone can get lost or misinterpreted in an email or text message, and you'll find that many messaging tools now have built-in audio from WhatsApp and even iMessage, which are just two other examples. One great feature of a tool like Voxer is the ability to play audio messages a bit quicker than they're actually recorded. You can speed up your listening by changing the settings to 1.5 times or 2 times, kind of like how you can listen to a podcast or a YouTube video a little quicker than it was originally made.
In addition to placing an emphasis on audio, this tool, Voxer, lets you send links, images, and texts, just like other messaging tools too. Next up on the list is Google Meet. And if you are participating in virtual coaching, Google Meet is a fantastic way to connect with someone far away. This video conferencing tool lets you connect with one or a handful of people, and if you participated in a distance learning initiative or were coaching people virtually this past few years, then you are a pro when it comes to Google Meet or other video conferencing tools. You can also record a Google Meet if you want to review a conversation afterwards and use that chat feature to share resources and extra information. Now, there's other options to consider, and you might have a go-to video tool that you've used from the past few years. One thing I love about Zoom, for example, is how easily you can create breakout rooms for small group discussions. So if you're coaching a larger group or having a meeting together and you want to pop in for some smaller conversations, this is something that you might want to use to facilitate meetings for a large area. And if you are rolling your eyes a bit and thinking, Monica, we are very comfortable with video conferencing as you're listening to this episode, well then, just a couple other new things to consider, or reminders, if you will, is that you can use a phone or a mobile device, right, in addition to a computer or fancy webcam. You can use screen sharing also to show off different things for people. So lots of things that you can do. We discussed Voxer so far for audio messages, Zoom, and Google Meet for video conferencing. Next up on the list is QuickTime. Recording what is happening on your screen can definitely come in handy if you're an instructional coach. Imagine you are coaching someone who is struggling to use an online tool or a piece of software. QuickTime lets you create a screen recording. By recording your screen, the movements you make as you navigate a digital space and your voice, well, QuickTime creates a video file, and you can share this movie file with someone who needs extra support. And you, of course, can reshare it for a couple people if that video helps give an answer to more than one person's question. Now, I use QuickTime on my MacBook a lot. If you're on a Chromebook or using a Chrome web browser, Screencastify and Loom accomplish the same goals as QuickTime. You can install their browser extensions right onto your Chromebook to create a video tutorial. These tools are very dynamic and can absolutely come in handy when someone has a question that requires a demonstration. And if you do create tutorials for educators in your school building, you might set up a shared folder to keep them all organized, and you can even use a tool like Loom here to just do a quick recording and share out the link to someone. I use these tools. I kind of bounce around. Sometimes I'll use QuickTime if I'm making a video, but if I want to get on a web browser real quick and I'm doing something more on the fly, I might use Loom or Screencastify to do that. So for example, if you receive an email from a colleague who is having trouble updating their class newsletter, you can record your screen using one of these tools as you move through the steps. Then you can save the video to a shared folder on your computer or to your Google Drive. This way, you can send the video you made to the colleague who asked you for help, and if anyone else asks you for help in the future, you can simply share the same link with them. If you do have a shared folder full of helpful videos, you may want to send out the link to everyone who you support. So if they might have been hesitant to ask for help, and now they know there's a spot they can go to find answers to questions. All of the technology tools on this list have a common theme of communication, and you might want to try out a messaging tool like Voxer or hold remote meetings with a video conferencing tool like Zoom. The idea here is that you can create quick tutorials to answer questions that might save you time both right away in that moment as you respond to a request and later on when someone asks you the same questions. And of course, tools that support observations can help make conversations more productive and more actionable too. So let's finish up this episode like we always do with some tips for making this EdTech easy. First, try an asynchronous audio tool. Next, speed up audio when catching up on messages, then use video conferencing for quick meetings. Finally, create a screencast to answer questions. Remember, you can find the show notes and the full list of resources from this episode, including links to the ones that I mentioned, by heading to classtechtips.com/podcast, or you can even go to easyedtechpodcast.com and it'll take you right there too. Once you find today's episode, you'll see all the links to the favorite resources, this quick list of communication tools that you may want to explore or revisit over the course of the school year. This episode is sponsored by EdTech Essentials, the top 10 technology strategies for all learning environments, my newest book from ASCD. Readers will find timely and accessible lesson ideas and strategies. EdTech Essentials shares ways to prepare students to be productive, responsible users of technology, both within and outside the classroom. Find EdTech Essentials on Amazon or head over to classtechtips.com to learn more and download the free study guide. A quick note about Amazon, if you search for me, Monica Burns, on Amazon, you'll see some spicy books from an author with the same name as me. So if you head to my website, you'll find more information about the book and a direct link to find EdTech Essentials on Amazon.
If you have a moment to leave a review, I would super appreciate it. I read every single review that comes through on the different podcast platforms. I keep my eyes peeled for any questions that come in there too. So if you have a moment, please leave a star rating or type in a quick review. Not only do I appreciate it so much, but it also helps boost the podcast in search engines, meaning other educators will find it when they search for EdTech Tips.